Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Now, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, live from Los Angeles, site of Pac-12 Media Days, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
I am live. I am in Southern California. I'm in Hollywood. I can literally see the Hollywood sign from the studio at the W Hotel in Hollywood, where Pac-12 Media Day, day one, was yesterday. Day two, I'm the only person who is conducting day two of Media Day. I interviewed about 30 people yesterday, didn't get all that into the show, and I said, why the hell are we only going to do one day? If Pac-12 is going to let us have one day, we'll do day two if we have to. Nick Rolovich was not part of Pac-12 Media Day yesterday, at least not in person. He joined me in a phone call, and you're going to hear a recording of yesterday's interview that I did with Nick Rolovich, the Washington State coach. Listen carefully. Tell me, did he help himself or not? Coach, Media Day, not the same without you here, but you might be the smartest guy skipping all the interviews. You're on the phone today with us. How you doing?
Good, good. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. I got your statement, your opening statement, your SID sent out, and I think it went a long way to help clarify your position. Before we get into the football, can we maybe put this to rest? State, you know, your mindset on vaccination with players, program, coaches. You know, what do you want to say to people who are confused about you not being here?
That this was just a personal decision, and I'm not fighting anybody as far as what to do. I think our number of vaccinated players is, I don't know if it's the highest in the country, but I know it's higher than the general public, which shows the amount of education and you know, how important it has been made by our university. And, you know, I just appreciate our guys for what they've gone through the last year and a half. And to get to this point where we're almost there is very exciting for us. So
we're going to have what looks like a normal football season. How excited are you personally to get back to kind of a rhythm of a normal season?
Well, that's very much anticipated. I actually would be excited anyway, but I think because of what this team, I just heard they picked us last too. So
yeah,
that'll be fun. But the with this team, you know, this team's been through a lot, as most teams have been, and the way they've stuck together, and I think the way they just battled through it. And maybe everyone's saying that. I don't know. I know that this is a team that I'll remember this team for a long time. I know that. So, and there's a lot of talented players that can make an impact on games and the Pac-12. So,
you didn't get a normal spring or a spring at all. You got one this last time. How did that feel to finally get what will be a complete year for you?
My wise words to coaches is, take every one of those 15 practices and make sure you get the most out of them. Because looking back, you without having it and the difference it's made in year two is incredible. And I will never undervalue spring ball again. It was maybe because of the circumstances, because we'd been through so much, just to get on the field and for a couple hours, you're doing something all of us want to do and probably dreamed of doing since we were kids. Maybe that was why it made it so special. But I also see a much higher level of understanding from our team, you know, where they are in prep to learning the offenses and defenses. It was very valuable because we got a new special teams coach, Kyle Krantz, and him getting some time with these guys. And our players really, maybe it's because we had one taken away from us, but they treated it as a very important thing, too, and really didn't waste their reps or their opportunity. I think they enjoy playing football together, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Nick Rolovich, Washington State football coach, is our guest. He's joining us at Media Day via phone line. I'm in Hollywood. Who's playing Nick Rolovich in the movie?
Maybe Arnold.
I like that.
No, I don't know. Is Arnold or Rodney Dangerfield? One of the two.
A young Rodney Dangerfield, maybe?
Young Rodney Dangerfield. What's his name? What's his name? Ventura. He's pretty good in Predator, too. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that. Look, it's interesting that, you know, you got Max Borgi over here. He's walking around and he's got his biceps out and he's anticipating a big year. But I asked him what it was like to kind of go through a coaching transition. What does a guy like that mean to your program as you're trying to build something? He's trying to finish something out.
Right. Well, I thought his buy-in, I mean, I think he understands. I mean, on a personal level, I think he's a wonderful guy. And I think his personal qualities really are valuable to us. I also wish I had his biceps. But I think we both know that if, you know, to get where he wants to get, he also understands this is a team game. There's not a lot of selfishness on this team. And personal goals are always encouraged here. But the team success has to come first. And I think that's what maybe is most evident when you see us practice. I think everyone wants that NFL, wants that shot at the next level. He really took to the offense. I think he was excited about maybe a few less catches and more, running plays. I think that may be something that fired him up. But I think he connected with Coach Smith really well. And, he's got a little chip on his shoulder because he didn't get to do much last year. And his last carry was a fumble, and we talked about that. So he's been a man on a mission here. I'm fired up to let him go.
You mentioned getting picked last in the poll. Like that, I think that's almost better than being like fifth or fourth because now you can go, nobody believed in us. No, like in the end, that's a real motivator.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that when we get off the phone. There's no doubt. But it can be. I mean, it just, here's what people think of you. But in all of your years or days in this world, you know, people are going to think things about you. It's what you believe about yourself, about your teammates, and that's going to be my message when I get a chance to see these guys.
Yeah, and I think that. And by the way, media, we're often wrong. You know that. Like if we weren't, we'd be betting on this stuff. But I just think it's interesting to kind of talk to some of the coaches that weren't picked to win the conference, and everybody sort of says, yeah, that's a motivator, but it's not your biggest motivator. What drives you as a person, as a coach, as a husband and a father?
I hate losing probably more than I should enjoy winning. I want to be successful. I want to accomplish goals. I probably have a little bit more just hatred of losing than maybe some people. Now, every day is, it's a journey, whether you're talking about being a father, whether you're talking about being a husband, or you're talking about being a coach or player in any program. It's always you're always going to find moments where you need to either dig deep inside of yourself or that higher power that you believe in and really center yourself and challenge yourself, and just make sure that I tell them that this is what you're going to remember. I understand your goals are ahead of you and that, but make sure we enjoy the process and enjoy each other along the way.
Nick Rolovich, I appreciate you joining us. Wish you the best. We'll get you back on during the season.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you. Herm Edwards, Arizona State head coach, is coming up. He had questions to answer on.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Baltimore.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but If you want to listen to more of the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.